This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A Brazil update from Matthew Cruz. There are reports of grain damage in the state of Paraná due to excessive rainfall right before harvest. Soybeans began aborting their pods and beans rotted in the pods, damaging quality. The state of Paraná is the second largest soybean producing state behind Mato Grosso. Losses are estimated to be about 1 million metric ton, or a 5% drop below expectations. CONAB still estimates overall production for Brazil to come in at 133.8 million metric ton. The losses weren't made up for in other states like the Rio Grande do Sul, which is expected to increase production by 8.5 million metric ton from last year. One of the largest soybean producers in Brazil says that yields are very good and they believe overall yield production could come in at or above CONAB projections. Soybean prices are hovering around $13.83 at the port. 75 million metric tons of soybeans have been sold for export for this crop year, a lot of which was purchased at prices far below the current. Importers have their ships lined up at the Port of Santos waiting to haul out their precious cargo. The ideal window to finish up second crop corn planting was this past weekend. That is probably not going to stop many farmers as prices are at $6 and expected to go higher. Farmers are going balls to the walls trying to get the crop in as fast as they can. They should plant 35 million acres of second crop corn, 2.5 million more than a year ago. End users are complaining about lack of supply. The market needs the corn now, and they're still trying to get it into the ground. Is anyone interested in moving to a town in Brazil called Serraná? You might be. The Brazilian government announced that they are going to vaccinate every citizen in this town, population 45,000, immediately. They claim that this will help their scientists understand how quickly the vaccines work, as well as help counter anti-vaccine movements as to the wider benefits of mass immunization. Like most other towns in Brazil, they had limited access to the vaccines until recently. The town was chosen because it had a high infection rate and was close to a research facility. Real estate in the town has suddenly boomed as outsiders look to rent cheap homes to qualify for the vaccine. Most don't intend to actually live there, some paying a full year's rent sight unseen. The city where Matthew's family lives, Patos de Minas, along with surrounding towns, is experiencing a major increase in coronavirus cases. In one day, they had 7 deaths with over 200 cases. This is in a city of roughly 120,000 people. I think that is as much or more than the whole state of Iowa has ever experienced in a day. Sick people were reportedly wandering in off the streets into the hospitals and laying down in the hallways as there was no more room. They've now entered into total lockdown. Those that have farms are fortunate to be able to have a place where they can go and isolate themselves until the community can get a handle on the virus. Soy oil led the soybean complex higher. As I have noted, it is cheap relative to other veg oils. 12% of Brazil's soybean crop have been harvested versus 27% on average. The Mato Grosso is furthest along with 34% harvested versus 56% on average. 30% of Brazil's first crop corn is harvested versus 27% on average. Matthew's in-laws are chopping silage for the dairy. Just 12% of Brazil's second crop corn, which makes up two-thirds of their corn production, is planted. That compares to 43% on average, so they are late. Some of the corn is likely to go in very late or become sorghum. Dry conditions persist in southernmost Brazil and Argentina. What is being closely watched is the temperatures. Warmer temperatures are forecast, which would build stress on crops. The late planted Brazilian second crop corn and the drought impacting Argentina should result in downward revisions in corn production for all of South America from current CONAB and USDA forecasts. On the hogs, USDA delivered a bullish cold storage report. I was right about bellies going into the freezer. They aren't. Fresh bellies are too spendy to store. The monthly cold storage report showed pork belly stocks up only 2% from last month and 56% under a year ago. We're killing a lot of heavy hogs and fresh bacon demand is so strong that the cash belly market is trading nearly $1.57. They need to be under a dollar to be priced right for the freezer. If frozen stocks do not build, they will be relying on fresh product for BLT season and there could be fireworks in that market. Bacon shortage? If they cannot build frozen stocks now, then when? You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.